Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention to a very happy head coach, Head Coach Molly Hannon of the Lacapoil Valley Boys Volleyball Team. Molly, congratulations on a historic event last weekend.
Thank you, Paul.
Was it fun?
It was really fun, yeah. I was excited, and I could tell the boys, there were a lot of nerves right away. I could tell they were super nervous, but it took us about a set, and then after that, they kind of woke up, and yeah, they did awesome. Yep. So I was really proud of them.
Good. Let's. We should tell our listeners the Lacapoil Valley Boys Volleyball Team. It was their very first Minnesota State High School League sanctioned volleyball match ever, and they did very well down in the cities against some very large schools. Molly, tell us about it.
Yeah. So we knew our there was four pools with three teams in each pool. So we were in a pool with New Prague and then Park Cottage Grove. So our first match was against New Prague. We ended up losing the first set, just coming out super slow, 20-25. And then we won the second set, 25-23, and then won the third set, 15-13. So all super close sets. It was super exciting. We had we did some jump serving, and a lot of our players really stepped up with their serves. And Yusin Heathen, he was the athlete of the week last week for his front row play. He kind of came alive and offensively for us. He ended up, the whole tournament had about 30 kills on the tournament, so he did awesome. So that was really exciting to get that first win of the season, our first win in the Minnesota State High School League, kind of gained some confidence too there.
Right.
And then our second match, we played Park Cottage Grove. They were, I would say, a little bit scrappier. They had a pretty big middle hitter on their team. We won the first set. It was super close, back and forth. We had like a big lead, I remember, in the first set, and then we kind of gave it up with just some just mental mistakes, but we ended up winning 26-24. And then we won the second set, 25-21.
Wow.
So it was fun to win that in two, because the first match I was like, don't do that to me again. It's always nerve-wracking going into that third set, because you can't start slow in that third set just because it's only to 15. So.
Okay, so in the morning you won two matches, your very first matches ever there. And yep. I should probably let the listeners know that the schools you're playing, they're like 4A. I mean, they're the big schools with big, tall kids, right?
Yes, they were super big school. They had, we were at Osseo High School, and that school was just huge itself. So, we were up against some big schools, that's for sure. So
one of your, you told me one of your opponents are going to play Division I volleyball next year someplace.
Yeah,
that you competed against.
Yeah, so after we won that game, we had a little bit of break. My fiance, who was there, Derek, and he was like, oh gosh, you're going to play a really good team next. And we're like, okay, let's go. So we ended up playing Elk River, and they were all like 6 foot, at least a head or two taller than all of our guys. Because we have the talent, we just don't have the height on our team. So that's kind of a disadvantage, especially when we do play these schools that have, the taller players. Then we struggle at the net with blocking, obviously. So we played Elk River. The first set, it was just such a fun match. It was so back and forth. We even had the lead at one point. I think it was like, the score was like 20-something to 21, I think, and we were up. And it was just fun to play such a good team, like all around. They had really hard jump serves. Their setters were really good. We kind of stayed with them, so it was fun to see. We ended up losing the first set 21-25, and then the second set wasn't as close. We lost 17-25, but that first set, it was kind of crazy. Everyone kind of just stopped what they were doing in the gym, and we're all, surrounding. We were playing in the middle court. There was three courts at the tournament, so everyone was kind of, watching our game because it was just so loud and fun. And yeah, so
exciting.
You could tell Elk River, I don't think they thought that we had that in us because, we're such a small school. But after the game, it was kind of cool too, because the coach came up and talked to Andrew and I, Andrew Schmidt and I, and he, and she was like, we want to play you guys again. Like, we should get, you know, something scheduled for next year. Like, we would come to you. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, and then some of the boys from, they had super good sportsmanship on their team too. They came up and said, like, that was the most fun game we've ever played. Like, you guys are probably the best team we've ever played. That was so much fun. Thank you. So
wow.
That was a big compliment.
That is awesome, Molly. Awesome. That's great. That was the Elk River team, you said?
Yes. Yep. Okay. So then we had a little break because then Park Center and Blaine played each other, and whoever lost, that was who we were going to play in the third place match. So we ended up playing Park Center. And I don't know, I think we just got a little tired. That was one game that I felt and Andrew felt that we should have won. But I think the energy wasn't there. We made more errors than we did in the game before and mm-hmm. the other games prior. It was 19-25 first set and then 22-25 the second set. But yeah, we just kind of lost some energy and we made some more serving mistakes and back row mistakes, and we really couldn't put up a good block, I think. And they were a really scrappy team. I'm pretty sure they were in the state tournament last year, so they were a good team. But I feel like if we would have played like we did against Elk River, we would have beat them because we played awesome. That's right. The best I think I've ever seen them play against Elk River, so that was really fun to see.
Good.
So
good. So the weekend you went what?
We had 1-2 and we lost 2. So
2-2. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Historic moment for Lockbrawl Valley boys volleyball, that's for sure. So
yeah.
What did the kids think? What was their reaction with the intense competition like that? Did they enjoy it or?
Yeah, they did. I think they were, you know, we kind of said like you guys have been talking about wanting competition, so like here it is.
Here it is.
Because like this year, you know, we're going to be playing, you know, these level of teams, whereas next year I think they're going to have two different classes, so we might not be playing, you know, like the teams in the cities that are super big schools, so like this is our opportunity this year. So we just talked about how like, you know, when it comes to that fourth game, like, what are we going to do next time to kind of prepare for that, you know, because I think it was more of a learning experience, those losses, because we've never lost before. We've been undefeated the last 2 years in community ed, so, mm-hmm. like, they haven't really had to, like, think, what do we need to improve on, because, you know.
Yep, don't have that feeling of losing.
Yeah, so, like, I was almost kind of like happy, like I don't like losing obviously, but it was kind of nice to lose just so that they know how that feels and like, you know, maybe take practice more seriously, and then we can know what we have to work on for our next tournament. So we've kind of been preparing for that, and I watched our games are on Huddle, so kind of watching some film to see like what we need to do, and then kind of are changing the rotation around a little bit too, just because we kind of know now like, oh, we struggle a little bit there. I think this would better fit our team best interest of our team. So,
I don't know if you have the stats in front of you, but if you don't, who played well for you over the weekend then in the cities?
Yeah, so I would say for kills, Youssen Heathen, he is a sophomore. He had 10 kills in the first game against New Prague. Second game, he had 8. Third game, 6, and then fourth game, he had 5. But yeah, all around, he was, you know, our go-to guy, but we kind of talked about how, like, we can't rely on one player, you know, offensively, so that's why we're kind of making some changes in our rotation. Arson Jiko, he's a sophomore as well. Him and Thomas Emmis were playing a 6-2, so they were setting out of the back row and then hitting right side when they were in the front, which I thought worked well, but we kind of talked as a team, and we can't just rely on Youssen as the only hitter, so we're going to move Arson Jiko into the outside too and have Youssen and Arson opposite of each other, just so that we have one strong hitter in the front at all times. And so Arson is probably our second best hitter, so we're going to kind of move him there, and I think that will help our rotation a lot.
Good.
Thomas Emmis is another, he's the other setter, like I said. He did phenomenal serving, setting, and then he had a ton of digs. I think he had like 13 digs against Elk River, and he played really well that game. Ian Nukafit, he's my only senior that's kind of in the rotation right now. He is my libero, so he plays left back for the for the outsides, and he did awesome too. When Elk River was jump serving, like, he was back there, like, you know, passing every ball up. He was all over the place in that game, so I thought he did really well. He's one of our captains, so I thought he stepped up a lot for us. So I would say those were our main players: Thomas, Emmis, Arson, Jico, Yusin Heathen, and Ian Nukafit. Okay. Were the
all right, real good, Molly.
Really stepped up. So,
good. Yeah. What do you got coming up next then?
So we had a break this week, and then next weekend we play Friday and Saturday at Spring Lake Park. So we will be leaving school around noon, and then I think our first match is at 4:30. So
on Friday.
Yep, on Friday.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be following you. It'll be on Huddle again, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Okay. Fundraising, it takes money to, you got to go down to the cities about every other weekend or so. You're doing some fundraising efforts too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I think it's just, you know, everything is so expensive. Like, one of our nice volleyballs that we use is like $80 per ball. So it's just like nice to kind of fundraise for these boys, just because, you know, hotels, mm-hmm. you know, food, we usually try to pay for one of their meals, either going down there or coming back. So like last weekend we stopped at the Chinese buffet in Wilmer to feed them on the way, because we went up Friday night last mm-hmm. weekend, even though we didn't play till Saturday, just because it's early mornings, you know, so right. It's nice to kind of just be down there.
Good team bonding too.
Yes. Yep. We had some team bonding in the pool, and we actually went into Hope and Andrew Schmidt's room, and we all signed a volleyball so we can kind of frame that for, like, you know, a memory for making history as the first volleyball team for boys in the Minnesota High School League at Lac La Parle. So that was kind of cool. And then we had all the boys go around and write their intention that they have for the tournament for the next day. So then they read what they said, and then we kept it. So it was kind of a fun little team cool. bonding activity we did.
Good.
So, yeah.
All right. All right. And there's a GoFundMe page, too, to fund the volleyball team, Molly?
Yeah. Yep. So I think we've raised quite a bit already. So I just want to say thank you to everybody who has fundraised and donated for the boys volleyball program, because I think, you know, this mm-hmm. is not only helping the team for this year, it's for the future as well. But we don't have a lot of like the nice equipment either. So I know we've been spending some of that money on like boxes for the boys to like practice hitting off of and blocking drills and stuff.
Good.
So yeah, so it's going to help out the whole team and future teams as well, just for the program.
All right.
Thank you to everybody for that.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Molly, for your time this morning. And, yeah, we probably won't talk next Saturday, but we'll preview. We'll get you on after some matches then.
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right. Molly Hennon, head coach of the Lac La Parle Valley boys volleyball team. We'll take a break, come back with more of the Coaches Show after this.